Welcome to Eye on Tampa Bay, a weekly podcast bringing you local news the other media refuses to report. My name's Lou Green, and here's your host, Sharon Calvert.
Welcome, this is Sharon Calvert, and this is the June 1st edition of the Eye on Tampa Bay podcast. So Lou, first edition, what do you think?
I think we should have a party.
I'm always open for that.
Sharon, you always put your finger on the hot button. Things happening in Hillsborough County, things happening now in Pinellas and all, but we're kind of focused on something today, which is a hot button issue and also an expensive one at that.
Well, that's right. And it actually goes across, I mean, this problem is an issue not only in Hillsborough County, but in the Tampa Bay area and Pinellas County as well. That is, it seems, the MPOs, which is the Metropolitan Planning Organizations, who do the transportation planning for your county, have gone wild.
Is this something just happening in Hillsborough County or around the Tampa area, or has this been a pattern in other metropolitan areas?
Well, they have been, but, you know, and MPOs are run differently, not the same in every state. So here in the state of Florida, the MPOs have a lot of power. But the issue is, in Hillsborough County, is they started their long-range planning for 2045. They have to do a major planning every 5 years, and that's a federal requirement. They are a federally mandated agency. But it seems like they're not accountable to anybody.
Well, I get the feeling down here that Hillsborough County Commission and the other people down here always get the feeling that they never are accountable to anybody.
Well, I guess the only way, hey, you know what, you bring up a very good point, because one way to hold these people accountable is they are elected officials and you can vote them out. So remember that when it's election time.
Well, that's harder to
do. Some of them will be up for re-election, including in 2020.
Oh, good.
But it's a board made up of county commissioners, Tampa City Council, Temple Terrace, the mayor, the Plant City mayor, the Airport Authority, the Expressway Authority, the Port Authority, HART, the Transit Agency. And interestingly enough, though, FDOT is not a voting member.
Wow. And what's their role in this thing?
Well, the FDOT is responsible for a lot, and they certainly are responsible for our interstate system. And here in Hillsborough County, I mean, we know that we've had problems. We got the Howard Franklin Bridge, you know, the north span's going to be replaced and some added capacity. And we've had malfunction junction for like how many decades?
I heard about that when I was a child.
No, I think we were youngsters then. You know, and it's ironic because if you go back, if you could find it, because I actually did find it, the Tampa Bay Times or the Tribune, I can't remember which one, they were both, of course, there back in the day. But it was around 2007, 2008, maybe even as late as 2009. They were chomping at the bit. They were writing these editorials and they were saying, we got to fix Malfunction Junction and we got to add capacity to I-275. We're a growing state. This has to be fixed. And they said, it's absolutely necessary. These improvements need to occur as soon as possible. Well, FDOT's always had them in their plans for decades as well, but there wasn't the money. So now we got some money. Unfortunately, a couple years ago, the money went elsewhere because Hillsborough County can't get their act together. But now there's another issue. Most people, I would believe, and we see the hundreds of thousands of people who use our interstates going down 275 and across the bridge, who know we need some needed capacity. They sit in the gridlock. Unfortunately, there's a group of people who want to tear down I-275.
Are they going to make it wider and faster?
No. They want to replace it with a street-level boulevard where with stoplights and a train transit corridor in there. So these folks have been quite vocal. And as the MPO actually started their 2045 planning last year, they included that scenario in their work plan as an option. But you know what happened? Well, they already studied it, and it got rejected. So they had to take it out of their 2045 long-range planning. But that didn't stop these people.
They never stopped.
They never stopped.
Now, are these people the people that are the heavy users of that boulevard, the
it is the community, people from the community that live in the neighborhood just off of that interstate, which today, I mean, if you look at the 275 off of Martin Luther King Boulevard, it's a chain link fence and weeds. But they would prefer it status quo or tear down versus improving it. But now, the Hillsborough MPO, including county commissioners who are countywide, just voted to use your federal tax dollars to study tearing down 10 miles of a major evacuation route in Hillsborough County.
This is another study, you said?
Well, it's another study, but at where they voted, not one of those board members asked how much it's going to cost or how long it's going to take or anything. They just put the study out there, and when we've tried to find out the cost of it, they say they don't know yet. But they're using federal tax dollars to study tearing down a federal interstate that's a major evacuation route in the Tampa Bay area.
If there's a problem, it won't be as easy to evacuate.
Well, no. I mean, it's going to affect a lot. The absurdity is there. The common sense is out the door. But how much of money are you going to spend? I mean, the study that's being done on the other segment of 275, the West Shore area, it's millions and millions of dollars. And this is your federal tax dollars. And the reason why they can do that is because the Hillsborough MPO got the boondoggle. They're going to get $160 million with the offered transportation tax hike when they said they only needed $16 million. To do their planning.
Well, money is a wonderful thing. If you get it, you want more of it.
If you have a black hole of money, you can spend it on anything, including tearing down interstates.
Right. Big, nice, big piggy bank. Now, now let me ask you this. Who among those people wants to name that grand boulevard after themselves?
Well, I would say it's probably one of those elected officials.
Oh, yeah.
And then they can go retire and never have to deal with it. They can move away.
Yes. This traffic jam brought to you by Commissioner so-and-so. Oh, God.
Well, there is an issue in Hillsborough County because Commissioner Les Miller, who will be term limited, he's the commissioner of the smallest district, District 3 in the county. And he's chairman of the BOCC, the County Commission. He's chairman of HART, the transit agency. He's chairman of the MPO, which is doing all this crazy stuff. He's on the Airport Authority, and he's on the Expressway Authority. So we have this real issue in Hillsborough County of a single voice who's got some gravitas being chair of three of these agencies, using a bully pulpit, but it's certainly not representing the county in its entirety or the region, because interstates don't stop at your county border.
No, and the county is where the growth is going to be.
The county is where the growth is going to be, and plus...
It's already happening.
I mean, South Pasco.
Yeah.
So if you're in Lutz or you're in Carrollwood area, they don't want you using 275. Well, actually, there is an agenda. Some of those people just don't want any more roads. No more roads. There's 4 to 8 million people expected to move to Florida in the next 20 years, but no more roads.
No more roads. That's great.
So there is an important meeting. If you are concerned about this issue, and if you're sitting in traffic right now, or you're sitting in traffic this morning or this afternoon on 275, listen up. Because FDOT is still pursuing, you know, their expansion and improvements of 275. They are using the managed lanes across the bridge and to Malfunction Junction. But Malfunction Junction at I-4 and 275 must be fixed. It's an accident-prone danger zone, that intersection. And not only, it's dangerous and it's accident-prone and it needs capacity. And then the northern corridor up to Barris Avenue, and then it goes up to hit 275. That capacity is needed as well. And ironically, in the 2040 long-range plan of the Hillsborough MPO, they said capacity was needed. So now they want to tear down something that they just said capacity was needed 5 years ago when we've grown. But it appears to me that these people must not care about anybody that lives north of them. If I was Pinellas, and I think in Pasco County, you should be very concerned. Because again, interstates don't stop at the county border. They were never meant to be. That interstate's been there for over 50 years. There was always plans to improve it. And FDOT has worked very, very hard with this group of people to mitigate negative impacts they consider to be to their neighborhood. So what will happen is, you know, the traffic will go elsewhere. But on June 11th, down at County Center at 6 p.m., the MPO is going to have a public hearing on the Transportation Improvement Plan, and that's their five-year plan. They have to update it every year. And it's very important that these improvements stay in that plan to keep that money here as well, because if there's a risk of if this gets put out of the plan, even any segment, because they're all connected, you can't take one segment out and just say, hey, we can improve one part and not another part. It's all connected. It all has to be done. That could risk Tampa Bay and Hillsborough County losing Florida Department of Transportation money for a long time and for years, because 2 years ago, the money that was going to Hillsborough County went to Central Florida and Orlando. So this is the risk. So if you're, you know, if you drive that, you use it, and you're concerned, and you would like to see, and you know that Malfunction Junction needs to be redesigned and capacity added, as well as 275 from the downtown interchange north, then show up at this meeting. It's going to be in the county commission chambers on the second floor, June 11th, 6 p.m.
Get there early.
Yeah, get there early, because the other side, the urbanists, the people, they're very organized, and they will show up, and they will be very vocal. So if you get there early and you get to sign up, speak early, and then you can leave. You can't play in the game unless you show up.
That's for sure. And just don't give up the game to the people who are in the pocket of those who are trying to push this agenda. Come to the meeting.
June 11th, 6 p.m., County Center, second floor. Show up. And if you say nothing other than you want your interstates in Hillsborough County and the Tampa Bay area improved and expanded, the capacities needed, including the Northern Corridor, let them know, because it can make a difference.
See you there.
And remember, MPOs are gone wild, so show up.
Please plan to attend the meeting on Tuesday, June 11th at 6 o'clock on the second floor of the Hillsborough County Center. Let your voice be heard. My name is Lou Green, and for Sharon Calvert, thank you for listening to the premier podcast of Eye on Tampa Bay. See you next time.